comes to us from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 4 through 9. I give thanks to my God always for you, because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any gift, as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
I remember the first time I met Bee Beckin and Chick Finch. It was at the Blue Water Grill at South Coast Village. My intention had been to tell them that I was happy where I was. I was the associate pastor at United Church of the Valley in Murrieta and also working on my PhD at the Claremont Graduate University. But something magical happened that afternoon. We spoke for hours. We talked about progressive Christianity and the historical Jesus. We talked about faith in the 21st century and the reality that the Christian church is dying, and it takes a new perspective to connect and keep the church alive in this new era. We talked about a spirituality that is alive in our faith, but is so much bigger than one religion can contain. It was exciting and energizing, and I left feeling like I couldn't end the conversation. So I agreed to throw my hat in to discern if I would be the right person to be the next pastor at Fairview Community Church. That was in January of 2006. With every conversation, my excitement grew, and I knew that the Spirit was drawing us together. In May of that year, you called me to be your pastor. And on August 1st, an incredible journey of ministry began. 14 years later, here we are. Looking back, I honestly cannot believe all that we have done together. We have grown in so many ways. Where once we were relatively unknown in our community, now we are one of the most well-known progressive congregations in all of Orange County. We have made national news more than half a dozen times, and we regularly make the headlines here in our own community. Whether it was standing for LGBTQ rights and inclusion, fighting for the right to marry, or being in solidarity with Muslims and Jews as interfaith sisters and brothers, or our long-standing commitment to ensure that Black Lives Matter, to work for immigration reform or economic justice, or simply standing neighbor for neighbor, including those neighbors who don't have homes, the unhoused. We have been intentionally inclusive, and the community has taken note. We've certainly lived out a belief that we should do ministry beyond the walls of our own sanctuary, and at the same time, we have always kept the door wide to any who choose to walk through our doors, whether it's the doors at the corner of Fair and Fairview, or the virtual ones we've opened wide the last few months. We have pledged to never check our brains there, but to enter with mind and heart and soul to intentionally embrace a thinking faith and an open-hearted one. There has been so much love here. By now, you've probably heard my news. Not, I'll share it with you. I have been called to be the pastor of our sister church, Irvine United Congregational Church, to serve as their next senior pastor. I hope you will join with me in celebrating 14 years of incredible ministry, even as we grieve together as well. This is big. And after 14 years, we do need to grieve. We do so because we have loved so deeply. We have been so moved by these ministry moments together. And as anyone who has ever experienced grief knows, there are stages, and we go in and out of these stages, not necessarily in a linear order. Thank God that no one has died for us to enter into this grief. And yet we are still experiencing it. Trust me, I am in the throes of it as well. But let me be clear again, this is not a death that we are grieving. It is not the death of Fairview Community Church. You existed before me and you shall exist after me. One thing we say week after week, it is written on our bulletin, the people are the ministers at Fairview Community Church. And in this time, you will minister to one another in love, comfort, and encouragement, just as you always have done. It's okay to cry. I have shed so many tears, and I'm sure I'm not done yet. And as I said, it's because I love you so, so much. I'm incredibly proud of you and so amazed at what we have done as I look back upon these years together. As I said to you, we have fought against a tide of irrelevancy. As church after church has weakened and died in this era, yet you have made a profound impact on our community. People look to Fairview. They want to celebrate with us in our Beacon of Light celebrations. They want to march with us wherever there is an injustice because we are there. The community knows about this commitment we have to seek justice. They know that we are a moral voice and a witness to peace, inclusion, love, and hope. What they probably don't know is what a great personality we have. That's what I'll miss the most. The quirk that is Fairview Community Church. The willingness to laugh with one another, to make worship not just joyful, but fun. We have really embraced out-of-the-box ministry and worship in ways that I have never seen another church attempt, nevertheless succeed in pulling off. So this summer, we will continue to embrace our fun summer series, and we will share it beyond the walls as we continue our online services. This year's theme will be Fairview's Greatest Hits. In an embrace of Alpha and Omega, beginning and end, the eternal among us, we'll look back through the years and relive some of our best series and sermons, remembering who we have been together and celebrating, knowing that you are just going to take this further and further into the future as you follow God's call and listen for the Spirit's stir. The theme of almost all of our summer series, while they have been different, have ultimately come down to finding God beyond the box, or maybe even beyond the book. Whether it was our gospel according to ... when we looked at the way God continues to speak to us in our secular world, ways like Harry Potter and Dr. Seuss, Shakespeare, the Beatles, Star Wars, Disney. We then embraced an animated faith, or the gospel on Broadway. We have been listening for God in our world, beyond the book, out of the box. We always start with the Bible. We begin with our faith, but then we take it even further and we explore the world and look to find God in it, recognizing that God really is still speaking and our faith is not something that we can box in. It is living and it is what gives us life. I hope that in the time that I have done ministry with you, you have taken a few things away with you. One of them is that each of us needs to wear our own theological lenses. Don't leave it all up to the theologians in the ivory towers. You are your own theologian. We've been training together to see God in all things, in the strange places and faces, to listen for the Spirit in the songs of the church and the radio, to see God at work through all sorts of different mediums, reaching us where we are so that we can experience God not just on Sunday mornings, but throughout all of our lives. And everything we have done, we have pledged not to check our brains at the door. We have been thoughtful, embracing science in our evolution Sundays, or thinking about what the Bible really says beyond a simple memorization of verse. We've looked deep, excavating scripture in a way as we tried to understand the culture, community, and purpose of each writing, so that we can not only come to an understanding for what it means for us in our day and time, but understand what it meant for them in their day and time. One of my favorite series I thought was so integral and important is called The Gospel Truth, Whose Good News Is It? Where we not only examined the author, community, and text of each of the four canonical gospels, we looked at Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, but we also looked at the three extra canonical gospels of Thomas, Mary, and Judas as well. Those of you who will go way back remember a dive into the good book when we looked at the bad boys and the shady ladies. That was so fun because we examined those less than perfect characters of our past and thought about how they influenced the stories of our faith and what we might learn from them for our own stories of life. Last year's series was so much fun and also so very educational because we decided to look at the scripture that we usually just ignore, the problematic texts, and then we decided to think critically about them so we could fully understand what they meant and why they were even included in the first place. It was a fun series, but most importantly, it invited us to think. And I think that integral to the Christian faith is having a thoughtful faith. But as much as we were doing intellectual work together, we were having a lot of fun. Bible says what? We exclaimed, and we sang, and we laughed. Yeah, a lot of thinking and laughing and singing has gone on together. Just think of all the original songs. If we couldn't find a song that fit our theology or theme, why, we would just write one. I can't wait to sing some of our favorites this summer, whether it's the laughable hit from last year's summer's Bible Says What series, both its theme song and the unforgettable When Your Donkey Talks, or the song our pastor emeritus wrote or rewrite called I'll Meet You There, or what we did a few years ago for our stewardship campaign, A Living Faith, or This Is My Church, or A Piece of the Puzzle, or just this last Lenten series, The Great I Am in You and Me. The hits just keep coming. I feel like one of those long infomercials you find late at night selling the rockin' 60s and the smooth 70s. Fairview's greatest hits just keep on coming. And they do. It's the truth. The hits just don't stop coming. Because we have had so many hits together. We have thought so many deep thoughts. We have sung so many Spirit-filled songs. We have laughed with joy together. And we have loved so very deeply. We have done hard things together too. We stood on every front, often alone, doing so not because it was popular, but because God called us out. And like Samuel, we listened. We listened for our name to be called, sometimes waking in the night, answering the voice with, "Here I am, Lord. Here I am. Here we are. This little church with so much heart. The smarties with hearties who love parties. That's FCC. It's just about the best church I could ever imagine. I'm not leaving because I'm tired of you. Because I'm bored. Because I don't love you anymore. I couldn't love you more. Fairy, we have done such important work and ministry together. Now it's your time to figure out what you want to do next. Because the Spirit is calling me to spread the Fairview love around. To take the magic that I've experienced here and share it wider. To shout of the good news of a God who loves the earth, this incredible creation and all of its inhabitants, and asks us to care and steward all of it. This is good news to share. And you are going to take it further. You are going to tap in deep to who you are and who we have been together. And you are going to use this fertile time to discern what's next. But until then, let's celebrate. Let's celebrate who we are. Let's remember. Let's laugh. Let's cry a little short. But let's celebrate. Because we have done hard, beautiful, joyful, silly, peaceful, justice-seeking, church-living, wholehearted, loving together. And this is a good time to pause and give thanks and remember who we are and to invite those who have joined us along the way to reflect on some of our favorite experiences and to embrace our past and the things that we're proud of, the way we have been church, and feel confident in knowing that this energy is what moves us and carries us forward. And so let me echo this morning's scripture. For I give thanks to God always for you. Because of the grace of God that was given to you in Christ Jesus, and that in every way you have been enriched by Jesus and lived out his call, you are not lacking in any gift. And Jesus will sustain you to the end. Just as you have been sustained through all that has been and all that shall be. God is faithful. And Fairview Community Church, so are you. I give thanks. Amen.